Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
Halfway through the week, and JD's halfway feeling better, but still under the weather.
Yeah, I wonder if it's with the weather switch up that was last week. You know how it got a little cooler, and then it was
karma.
No.
It's karma, Sienna.
It is, because it only went from like 90 to whatever, 105. It wasn't that big of a jump.
Literally Monday, someone called in and won Kehlani tickets, and she sounded under the weather. And she said she was under the weather, and JD was making fun of her, saying, "Who catches a cold in the summer in Arizona?" And then, bam!
I was just trying to be funny and entertaining, and it just backfired.
See what happens?
I'm really not feeling good. Like, it's bad.
All right, man. Let's get you out here to the kitchen, get some tea or something. One quick call?
Yeah, let's do it.
Bernard in Phoenix. We're looking for some home remedies for JD who's not feeling well. Caught this head cold. What you got, bro?
Well, my mother used to do for me when I was a kid. She used to rub my chest with, like, Vicks and steam a pot and put my head over the pot with the steam and just have me, like, inhale all that steam.
Yeah.
I have to open my chest up. Yeah.
My mom used to do the steam thing with my brother. I never had that done, but they call it something, don't they? Like, it clears your, like, your mucus, your sinuses and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's supposed to clear your sinuses or something.
Yeah.
It never seemed to really work, but, you know.
See, at least there's some honesty there. And knowing my luck, I'll be honest. You said it was a towel that you put over, like, the pan?
Yeah, over my head and everything.
Yeah, so the steam goes all the way up.
Yeah, something would catch on fire. I just don't trust myself. I'm super accident prone.
So true.
Anything along the lines of that, the Vapa Rub.
Yeah.
That seems like the simplest.
Yeah. What else did mama get for you when you weren't feeling good?
You know, the old chicken noodle soup.
Chicken noodle soup with a soda on the side, yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, with that, Joey showed me the Yuka app, and that basically tells you if something is good for you or bad for you, and that scored really low, so I'm not doing
you know what?
Chicken noodle soup.
All that goes to the side. It doesn't matter.
Is that right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. You know how much sodium my mom probably put in that soup growing up? It hits different. Well, moms back in the days, they just put a bunch of salt and garlic, salaries.
Yeah, it has to taste good.
Yeah, it's all right, bro.
I'm trying. I don't have any other home remedies other than to drink myself to sleep.
See, that's not good.
Is that not a good home remedy?
No. Boy,
with
a hot toddy, right?
Yeah, see? That's what JD did, the hot toddy. Maybe it was the whiskey you used. What whiskey did you use, JD?
I used Four Roses.
Oh, Four Roses is a good whiskey.
I know, yeah. No, I took a couple of those.
More than a couple, probably.
I think you feel fine. I think you're just hungover today.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I think the cold is gone. You're just hungover. Stupid.
I forget what I even took yesterday.
Yeah, there should be a limit of hot toddies, man.
Yeah, probably should.
You took two.
I mean, yeah, maybe at the child, but that's a good
question. Yeah.
That's just what I heard. I was just following Google.
Right.
ChatGPT, it's your best doctor.
Okay. All right. Did you do the 7-Up like we said?
I didn't do the 7-Up.
I
did Vapa Rub.
Uh-huh.
And then that was it.
Still under.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I wonder if because I wore ankle socks, if that was the problem. Was I supposed to be wearing anything higher than
you
that?
Need high socks. The higher the socks, the healthier the fool.
Now,
one thing, though, I'm going to tell you what my mother did. She had me put on socks, and then inside the socks, she used to cut onions up and put it in the socks. Say they're supposed to draw all the...
Yes.
What, am I a vampire?
Yeah, no. I've heard the onion thing on the bottom of your feet, right, Bernard?
Yes.
You could try that.
Can you imagine if I did that and I came in tomorrow and you guys would hate this studio? What if I smelled?
Well, wouldn't you just wash it off after?
Yeah. I hope so.
You would take a shower.
Who knows?
Yeah, take a shower. Right.
Yeah, what are you thinking,
JD? Shut up, Bernard.
It was
funky feet. I know. Yeah, you look good, but you stink.
No, I'm coming in with flip-flops.
Yeah. You've done it once. Don't do it again, please.
Yeah.
Well, Bernard, appreciate the call, my guy.
No problem.
All right, my guy. And there, I thank you for all the calls to help JD out. Here's something to make you feel better. We found the audio of you making fun of that girl that called in Monday morning. She sounded like she was coughing up a lung. She wasn't feeling good. And then JD started making fun of her. Let's take it back to Monday. You making fun of someone who caught a cold in the summer, JD.
I thought I deleted that.
Oh, God. Oh, stay away from us, Miss Machine.
Yeah, what is that about? Who gets a head cold in July?
I work in healthcare.
Ah, how do you like that?
It's a valid question, but I didn't think that was going to be coming to me so soon.
And then right after that, you got sick.
I'm not even kidding. Literally hours later.
Maybe you should leave people alone.
That's some sorcery, mister.
Oh, man. Well, we do help you feel better, buddy.
Thank you, man. Yeah. I hope I don't get you guys sick because I know Sienna will be tapped out for months.
Yeah, my immune system hates me. So stay away, JD, please.
Look. The doorknobs through the whole building. We all go down together playing the violin and cello of this Titanic.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.